Welcome to a guided meditation recorded live at CDM in Everett, Washington, USA. Well, good morning.
Good morning.
What we want to have ourselves focus on today is rising above fear, because the bottom line of what's causing so much difficulty for everyone is fear. And each individual may have different ways of expressing or experiencing that fear, but all of our bodies are experiencing some level of fear because of the drastic changes that are happening on planet Earth. Now, I'm sure some of you are as foolish as I am and tune into the news now and then, and just that alone will tell you how rapidly things are changing and how drastically they're changing. The whole planet is changing. In fact, I don't remember how many years ago it was, but the tsunami actually knocked stuff very slightly off the axis that was existent at that time. I know it had a tremendous amount of impact on everyone's body. So one of the things that we want to do is allow ourselves to be aware that we are spirit. We can be in charge of our body. We can be in charge of our reality. And we can respond to what's going on in a healing manner. We can actually rise above our fear. Because what is fear anyway? It's an emotion, right? Bodies communicate to you, the spirit, with emotion. Now, you are spirit and you have charge of everything that relates to your body, which includes your emotions. So one of the things we have to do is be still for a moment and become aware we do not need to be overwhelmed by our body's emotions. We can hear them, be aware of them, and respond to them. Right now, what's happening is bodies are responding in a lot of ways. Have you heard of a lot of people being ill? That's one of the ways that the bodies respond to all the fear that's being expressed at this point. So today we're going to tune in to some of the many things we have to help us rise above the fear of the body because of all that's happening on planet Earth. Because it's going to happen whether we're afraid of it or not. So let's use our techniques, our spiritual techniques, to help us focus on being in charge of the body, especially focusing on this one very strong emotion, fear. I believe it's the most debilitating of all the emotions and one that's very important for us to rise above. So let's start with our number one technique, and that is grounding. And by you, the spirit, allowing yourself to tune into your body and create a flow of energy from your body to the earth, you, the spirit, begin to take control of your physical creativity. So just close your eyes and sit back. Relax the body. Take some nice deep breaths. That'll help you relax the body. And then be aware of that space near the base of your spine. It's the first chakra. It relates to how you, the spirit, deal with your body. So it's a very important chakra. And I want you to create a flow of energy from that energy center, that first chakra, and let it flow through the chair and the floor, through all the layers of the earth, all the way to the center of the earth. And as you do this, let your body experience what it's like to be grounded. We all know what it's like to be ungrounded. We're sort of spacey, not very in touch with things around us. Sometimes feeling disturbed. When we ground, we come into the body, closer to the body. We take charge of the body. We make a connection with it. So allow yourself to take that control of your physical creativity by grounding your body. Now, this is the most wonderful spiritual technique that I know of for dealing with fear. Fear will freeze you. I didn't mean F-R-E-E, but F-R-E-E-Z-E, freeze you. It will make you be a solid block of non-motion. How many of you have ever experienced that? Oh, yes, everybody here. Because we're in human bodies, we always want to experience everything. But when we're in that frozen state, we're not creative. We're not in motion. And we're going to be controlled by whatever is creating that fear for our bodies. And it could be something that we don't even relate to in the present. It may be a memory from the past that's stimulated by something occurring in the present. So right now, I want you to just let some fear in your body go down your grounding cord. And don't tell me you don't have any. We all keep plenty of it around. And just let it go. Just release it. Feel your body as you just start draining that fear. Be aware that you, the Spirit, can do this at any time. And any place. You can rise above your fear. You can be in charge of your body, and you can assist your body even in a circumstance with this most intense emotion. Now, let's be aware that we are all spirit. You are a bright spark of light, a part of the divine force, the cosmic consciousness, whatever name you want to use. There isn't really one. I like to use God because it's short and easy to say. But take a nice deep breath and be aware that you're a part of this. What is there really to fear when you become aware that you are spirit? You are immortal. You are eternal. You're a part of the all that is. You are not your body. And what experiences fear or any emotion is your body. And it's up to you to learn to take control of what's happening within your body. So introduce yourself to you, or reintroduce, and allow that bright spark of light that is you to come to the top of your head. And just sit there at the top of your head for a moment. You may experience a warmth, a tingling, just a presence. Pause for a moment. Know yourself. Know that you are spirit. All right, now, as you come down into the center of your head, a little above and behind your eyes, this is you, the spirit, I want you to be aware of how important your grounding is now, because you have so much energy, while your body is a much lower vibration of energy. So when you ground the body, it's much, much easier for it to receive you, or a certain amount of you. Otherwise, it can be quite disturbing to the body. In fact, you could even be the thing that's scaring your body. So let yourself slowly and comfortably come to that place just above and behind your eyes, in the center of your head. And this is a space where you, the spirit, can develop and experience neutrality so that you can be neutral about your creations. You can even maybe find some amusement about some of them. Take some nice deep breaths and let the body adjust to you being grounded and present. Have your own unique experience. It might take some time for you to come into the center of your head. Or you might just experience yourself immediately. Everyone's unique. Now, this is another way that you can rise above fear in the body, is be neutral in the center of your head, be present. The body's going to be much more comfortable when you are there and in charge. If you are not there, it might be afraid, because who's taking care of things? I like to compare it to being like a child without a parent to protect and care for and direct. It takes time to adjust to you and to using spiritual information, because most of your life you haven't been validated about yourself. Now, we're in touch with two things that can help you on a spiritual level: grounding and being in the center of your head. I'd like for you to be aware of some physical things that you can do to assist you to rise above fear. One of them is anger. Now, I'll bet every one of you at some time or another has been told your anger is a bad thing. That's not true. Probably your mother told you. Mainly because how in the world could she put up with you because you were so angry? How could she deal with you if she didn't somehow convince you not to be so angry? Well, guess what? You're an adult now. Take a nice deep breath and let go of anybody's energy or information that says you can't be angry. Anger is a natural response from your body if it's afraid. Anger, in fact, is really just simply an expression of, hey, I'm afraid. And I'm angry because I don't like this. Help. Just let go of anything that interferes with you letting yourself be angry. Breathe in, breathe out. Allow yourself to be aware your body has a multitude of emotions. And anytime you block any of them, it's going to make the body afraid, simply because it can't communicate with you any other way. So when your body expresses anger, pause. Let yourself ground and center. And ask your body, what are you angry about? What are you afraid about? And you will learn about your physical creations. Maybe it's afraid you're not doing a good enough job. I think that's called an expectation. If you're up and moving, you're probably doing just fine. Sometimes even if you're not, you're doing just fine. At my age, up and moving is good enough, though. Breathe in, breathe out. Let go of what stops you from letting yourself be angry. Isn't it amazing the things we get trained by so many different people and groups? And so you could spend some time just letting that energy drain right out of your grounding, because that's one of the wonderful benefits of grounding, is it's a way to release energies you no longer want. Now, I do want to point out that anger, as all emotions, are a communication from your body to you, the spirit. So they're meant to be expressed internally. Anytime you're expressing or projecting anger or fear or any other emotion at someone else, you're wasting it. It needs to come to you so that you will know what's happening. I'm speaking of you, the spirit. All right, want to know another secret for rising above fear? I'll bet you do. It's amusement, laughter, joy, fun, creativity. Let's just stick for a moment with the amusement. And we're going to do the same thing again and release anything that says it's not okay to be amused. Have you ever been in a place where you were amused and you were having fun and everybody thought you were awful? Let that go right down your grounding cord. I know for one, you're not supposed to laugh at funerals. Let go of the non-permission to experience your emotions and to express them to yourself. Now, allow yourself to be in the present moment, and the easiest way to do that is to listen to your heartbeat, tune into your breathing, be aware of your feet on the floor, your back on the chair, be aware of your body, because your body is always in the present. That's the only place it lives. You, the spirit, can do all kinds of things. But when you want to relate to the body and its emotional messages, be in the present. And as you do that, you leave behind some of the issues that you've had in the past about your emotions. And you leave behind sometimes other people's training. Could be family training, religious training, school training, any number of things that aren't appropriate for you anymore as an adult who is spiritually aware. Oh, just take some nice deep breaths and let your grounding wash away anything you want to let go of right now. Now we're going to play with some of these things a little bit. I want all of you to just tune in to just one thing that you've been afraid of. If you can't come up with something, let me know. I'll give you one of mine. Now, I want you to tune in to your anger. Do you have any anger about this situation? I know I always respond with some anger. Allow yourself to be aware of your body. Be aware of its fear. What's it saying to you with the fear? Then let yourself have some anger to express through the body. And notice how that affects your physical situation with the fear. Use your grounding to help you let go of the fear as you move that, just that anger. It's motion. Fear is non-motion. Next step up is the anger. I'm not recommending they go around being angry all the time because you're not going to be creative at all. You have to get a little higher vibration than anger. But it will move you out of that fear where you feel frozen. Let yourself move up. All right. If you got rid of all the issues about that one fear, pick another one. If you didn't, we'll continue using amusement. Notice how the anger helped your body raise its vibration. And how when you add a little amusement, it raises it even more. I remember one of our students years ago had a son, and we actually had classes for children back then, and her son was having trouble sleeping, and he was aware of these, what he called ghoulies, that came and woke him up at night. And so his mother was trying to help him not be afraid of this invasive energy. And so one night when his mother came in to kiss him goodnight, he said, I figured it out. And she said, what did you figure out? And he said, well, every time they come and bother me, I just pour ketchup all over them, and they don't like it, and they go away. And I went, brilliant. So out of the mouths of babes, find some amusement. If something bothers you, put a clown face on it. If something bothers you, find a way to be amused, to lighten and brighten your experience, and the fear will disappear. The disturbance will minimize, and you, the spirit, will return to being in control. Take a nice deep breath. And again, tune into a fear. And I want you to be in the center of your head and be grounded and come up with a way to find some amusement about it. Maybe it's a person. It's easy to put people in imaginary, ridiculous situations or dress them up or whatever you want to do. Find amusement. How's somebody going to hurt you if you're amused? Pretty tough to do. And those who want to control you or make you afraid, they don't like amusement. They can't control you if you're angry or amused. They can only control you if they can get you to be afraid. That alone could help you be amused. Take a nice deep breath. Just let the fear flow down your grounding cord. And again, focus your attention in the present moment. Be in the center of your head and say hello to your body. Let your body know you care up for the body. All of it, including its emotions. We're focusing on rising above fear today, but it could be that your body's afraid because you're not listening to it. It may be screaming at you and you're not hearing it because you're too busy floating around the universe being perfect. Say hello to your body and ask it right now what it would like to say to you, what it would like to tell you. Open that communication level between you and your body. Then let yourself, you, the immortal spirit, respond to your body. Simply by giving it permission to communicate with you, to have the emotions it has, can be an amazing healing. Use your grounding to let go of any non-permission you have for any emotion. They're all just communication from the body. If it's afraid, respond. Allow yourself to tune into whether or not it's something from the past or if it's a present situation. I don't know how anyone can ever be bored. There's just so much going on in the physical world and the physical body. I'm going to give you just a moment to just communicate with your body. We usually take a few moments toward the end of our meditation to communicate with one of the great teachers. And today, since we're so predominantly female, I'd like for us to communicate with Mary, the mother of Jesus. I know a lot of people think of her as Catholic. She's not. She was Jewish. And she was a very strong, powerful woman. I mean, she had to be the mother of Jesus. What a challenge. First thing they want to do is kill him, and he's just born. So what I want you to be aware of is that you're going to be communicating with a very strong soul. And she truly understands female situations. So allow yourself to ask Mary, tune into her, and communicate with her in the present. And ask her about one of your fears, and listen. You may hear a clear verbal communication. You may get a feeling. You may see pictures. We all communicate in a variety of ways as spirit. But let yourself receive information from this great soul. Then ask Mary for healing and let yourself receive. Ask her for healing to help you be in charge of your body and particularly of your fear, because it's a time on planet Earth where it's a very popular emotion. Thank her, and remember, you can communicate with her at any time in any place. Where she is, out of the body, there's no limit. Anytime you're feeling afraid or in need of communication, you're welcome to call Mary, and she will be there for you. Now let's end our meditation with a time for our communication with your God. So as you ground, I want you to be in the center of your head and create a bright gold sun above your head. And let that gold energy flow into the top of your head and through your body. And let it flow into the earth so that you're healing yourself, your body, and the planet. And then using this neutral healing vibration, allow yourself to tune in to your God and say hello. Then allow yourself to receive information about rising above fear. Allow that gold energy to wash through you. Cleansing your system and assisting your communication with your God. Everybody take a nice deep breath. Bring your attention back to your body. Enhance your grounding. Focus in the center of your head. And if you'd like to, you can just let that gold energy flow into the planet. Bring your vibration to one that is comfortable for you and your body. And when you're ready, open your eyes. Hello, 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 and you're welcome to bend forward and release energy from your arms and shoulders and head. Hello, 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 hello. So as you go out there in that world full of fear that's enjoying expanding that fear, remember your four tricks: grounding, centering, anger, amusement, and have more fun.
Copyright 2020 by Church of Divine Man. All rights reserved. No part of this work may be reproduced or transmitted in any form or by any means, electronic or mechanical, including photocopying and recording, or by an information storage and retrieval system, except as may be expressly permitted by the 1976 Copyright Act or in writing by the publisher. You, the spirit, may develop and flourish in conjunction with the proper care of your body and mind. The information in this recording is intended to assist you in your spiritual development and to enhance, but not be substituted for, appropriate medical care from licensed health care or mental health professionals. Nor should the information in this recording be substituted for advice from your attorney or financial advisor. Neither Church of Divine Man, CDM Spiritual Center, CDM Publications, the author, nor their representatives shall be responsible or liable for injury or damages incurred by anyone as a result of reliance on or compliance with information contained in this recording.